All right. Hello. Hi again. Welcome to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome back to another season of great football. And today, I wanted to talk about the Buffalo Bills game in detail, if I could. And a lot of people right now are excited for the Buffalo Bills. Their 8-3 record looks pretty darn good. But there's a lot of things to talk about, so let's just get right into it. So the Buffalo Bills beat the Detroit Lions 28-25. A game that was a tale of two halves. Going into the half, the Buffalo Bills did have a 17-14 lead. But it seemed like the Buffalo Bills were slipping away. It seemed like they didn't have a complete grasp on this game. And it was kind of like the Cleveland game. It's like they were winning, but they kind of weren't. And, you know, the Bills constantly forged through and just seemed like they didn't have everything together. And you look at the yards for this game when it, you know, finally panned out. Bills had 400 yards to the Lions, 326. So, again, 740 yards worth of offense was played in this game. So it really wasn't some really, really quiet game. There was a lot of action in this game. Passing 237 to 230 for the Lions. And Josh Allen normally gets around the 300-yard mark. And again, he's injured. And we want to talk about that. Running situation, 164 yards to 96 on the other end. And they got Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift, a great 1-2 combination in the National Football League. And they didn't hit 100 yards. Yards per play, 5.4 for the Bills, 4.9. So again, pretty equal in a lot of ways in this game. And a lot of people, you know, want to really dump on the Buffalo Bills. And I'm pretty critical on the Bills myself, I'll be honest with you. I know I have a lot of friends that are like, you know, dude, a win's a win. Yeah. But I think the hype train was so big when it pulled into Buffalo this year. We were supposed to slaughter every team, you know, MVP, Lombardi Trophy, Super Bowl party. And we're supposed to take it all. And you know what? We still might. But again, I was so accustomed to the Bills winning at such a rate that when they faltered or lost, I was infuriated because everybody gave them the win already. And I hate that. Third down efficiency, 7 of 12 versus 6 of 15. Again, more than 50%, but again, not that great. Fourth down efficiency, Lions had 3 of 3. And they have nothing to lose. They're playing for spoils, per se, I think. And plays 74-67, you know, pretty good. Sacks allowed 3-2. And again, we don't want our quarterback getting hit anymore. Now, we know he puts himself in harm's way. We know that he loves to run down the field. We know that he loves to, you know, dive with his head first. And that's a problem. It really is. Everybody's like, well, you got to let him play the way that he wants to play. If I'm a defensive coordinator or I'm a defensive player and I see him running and putting his shoulder down, I'm laying him out. It's my job. Stop doing that. Slide. Really, really, really need to do better. You look at Josh Allen, 24 of 42. Again, he went over 50%. Okay, great. A lot of passes were drops. And that's the problem. There was a lot of plays in this game. I mean, Stephon Diggs, I mean, knocked his mouthpiece off. That's how he hit him dead in the nuts. Not in the nuts, but you know what I mean. He hit him dead chest, and he dropped it. Two touchdowns and interception, another interception. And this was a guy who wasn't throwing interceptions, and now he's throwing interceptions. And I think it's the arm. I really do. I think this injury that he has, that he's playing through, I think is a tension injury. I think it's an injury that it's like a rubber band being stretched. I think he really has to reteach his arm how to throw. Because again, when he throws down the field, it seems like he throws the ball with great, you know, muscle. I think the gripping thing is a huge problem because, again, there's plays that he throws in the flats that he just overthrows or underthrows or behind throws, and that's not Josh Allen. So I think it's a tension injury. And again, I'm not a doctor, so stop. But it's an issue. You know what else is an issue? The fact that he's the leading rusher on the team. I don't want to see my starting quarterback be the leading rusher. Yeah, I know, Lamar Jackson, you like to do that too. But I don't think highly of you, and I think very highly of Josh Allen. So 10 of 78 for a rushing touchdown. After you know, Devin Singletary, 72 yards. And again, Devin Singletary ripping off 5.1 yards a carry. Okay? That's a good running back. It really is. Isaiah McKenzie, 2 of 7. James Cook, 2 of 4. And Nyheim Hines, 1 of 3. Why did you trade for Nyheim Hines if you're not going to use him? Isaiah McKenzie, 6 of 96 for a touchdown. You just don't know what you're going to get with Isaiah McKenzie. You're going to get that, or you're going to get him making boneheaded plays. I don't hate him, but it's, you know, he had more receiving yards than Stephon Diggs. But when it mattered most, Stephon Diggs was Johnny on the spot. Again, 8 of 77 for a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, the great motivator, the guy who communicates and talks and gets things going. Gabe Davis, 4 of 36. Again, made a big drop in this game. But again, so did Diggs, so did McKenzie. James Cook, 2 of 14. Again, James Cook needs to be put to the side right now. Nyheim Hines need to be elevated, and they need to have that 1-2 combination. I really think that the Buffalo Bills are not using Nyheim Hines like they should. And I think it hurts them. I'd much rather see a James Cook, Devin Singletary, Nyheim Hines run the ball. And if somebody gets injured, well, then, you know, next man up, then my quarterback. I understand there's quarterback design runs, too. I do get that. I totally get that. But the amount that it's happening is frightening. Because, again, if he goes down, it's the Case Keenum show, and nobody wants that. Nobody. You can't do that. So the question is it Sean McDermott? I think a lot of times he coaches scared. You know, he plays the numbers game. Is Ken Dorsey as good as we want him to be? Is he okay? Is he better than Brian Daboll? No. I think his play selection is a little bit timid. See, a lot of these flare passes, a lot of these little dink and dunk plays. And again, people will tell you, you know what? Well, take what the defense will give you. I get it. But, we were throwing over the top all the time, and now they're really covering it over the top. But why isn't Dawson Knox being figured into the offense more? Why is Nyheim Hines and Cook getting screen passes? Why are we not doing that? I don't know. Injuries. So Von Miller is hurt. We don't know the extent of his injury. We'll find out later today. I'm hoping it's just a sprain and it's not a severe sprain. But again, they diagnosed it really quickly in the game. He got carted off. Now, again, Von Miller could be like, look, I'm not walking. I'm going to tenderize this as quickly as possible, try to neutralize this injury, and be back on the field. He knows how important he is to this team in the locker room and on the field. They coined him the closer. Teams have to adjust for Von Miller. Okay? And he, when he's on the field, the Russos of the world and all the other players get elevated because they have to put as much attention on Von Miller as possible. So even though he may not get the sack, they're double teaming, they're turning their offensive line and their running backs and everybody else toward Von Miller's side. And that's giving everybody else an opportunity to get involved. So I think it's really good. So with him not being in there, you've seen that there was really no palpative rush at all. It was not there. And that's a problem. Okay. Our secondary, the Trey White pitch count thing. I was happy to see him get on the field. but there was no impact. And our secondary, despite anybody saying things, we're hurt. We got Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer in and out of the lineup. Trey White, pitch count. It's just not good right now. Our secondary is bad. And again, against a good team that can pass the ball really well like the Kansas City Chiefs, we're going to get eaten alive. And this time around, it's because of the injuries. Bills played all out. They played the game of the game. But again, the Bills have got to, you know, get healthy. Now, they got till next Thursday to play against the Patriots, which is going to be a game of games. Believe me when I tell you, Bill Belichick has circled this game on his schedule. They lost to the Vikings. And again, you know, the Bills lost to the Vikings, and the Vikings beat the Patriots. Primetime Kirk gets it done. So it'll be interesting. But it's a game that definitely has a lot of ramifications, and we hope to get some players back sooner than later. Because again, we just seem like we constantly are plugging players in. And I understand the whole next man up thing. I really do. We're dangerously thin at some spots. And again, you know, Leslie Frazier, people love him and hate him. And I don't know where I am on the side of the coin of what I think of Leslie Frazier. I think that a lot of times there's just some boneheaded plays on his part. I really, really think so. So I'm not 100% sure I like everything that I see, you know, from Leslie Frazier's defense. A.J. Klein missed a huge interception. And the thing unfolded so quickly, I think A.J. Klein didn't have enough time to adjust to it. But I like that pickup. I really do. I think he's a very good player, and I think he's somebody that I think down the stretch is going to give you some good usage down the road. So yeah, like I said, the defense has to get right. The offense has to get right. Now again, everybody on the team seems fairly healthy on the offensive side per se, except Josh Allen, and that's a big deal. You know, that's a thing that when Josh Allen was healthy, he was able to let things overcompensate. You didn't see certain things be a fail because Josh Allen overcompensated. He did right. The passes were on the money. They were forced down the field. Again, giving a team 25 seconds to get down the field and score a touchdown, that's a Bills thing. We do this. So, again, when he's injured and he's not throwing at 100%, you can tell. You look at how, you know, teams are and, you know, what the target share is for teams. Stephon Diggs gets the majority of the targets in the Bills passing game. There's no question about it. He's actually number one in the National Football League for that. Behind him is CeeDee Lamb and then Justin Jefferson and then Amon St. Brown. So just to give you an idea of what is out there, he is definitely getting that play. But again, there needs to be more than that. There really does. I don't think that people are giving the Buffalo Bills, you know, and everybody's on top of Gabriel Davis. And I'm a Gabe Davis fan, so I'm going to defend him right now. Gabe Davis has made some big plays, and he's made some drops. It's a big stage right now, and everybody's trying to, you know, basically change. You know, we love Gabe Davis. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then all of a sudden, we hate him. He's terrible. Oh, we don't like him. He's garbage. You know, shame on the fan base. And I've always said this about the Bills fan base. I've gotten arguments with people. They're like, oh, what's the word that they use? They said, you know, you're a roller coaster of emotions, Jason. You're just all over the place. And I'm like, you know what? I wear my emotions on my sleeve for this team. I've been watching this team since a young kid. I'm 50 years old right now. And I've seen tragedy on this team. Four Super Bowl losses is enough to scar a guy. I've earned the right to be aggravated with this team. I've earned the right to bitch about this team. Doesn't mean I don't like them. Doesn't mean I don't love them. Doesn't mean I'm not a true fan. It means that I am just like a family member that you're aggravated with. You can yell at your family member, but in the end, you love them. And that's how I feel about the Buffalo Bills. I've earned the right to say the team's playing like trash or made a boneheaded play. And no one's going to tell me different. So for all the people out there who think, oh, I'm bandwagon, there's no bandwagon in my game, folks. There is not. I love this team, and I want this team to do well. I don't want any excuses. I don't want to hear anything more about it. I just want them to do well. So for all the people out there that think that, that's the case, shame on you. But the Bills fan base as a whole is very bandwagon. There's a lot of scuffed up knees, a lot of knee injuries on the fan base for jumping off the bandwagon. You go out and spend, $6,000 on Buffalo Bills merchandise. They lose a game and you're out in the backyard taking lighter fluid to the fire pit with their jerseys. Guys, I'm not doing that. And you shouldn't either. Because again, you haven't lived it. You don't know it. These young kids haven't endured what the normal Bills fan is. And I'm not saying, hey, look, oh, woe is me. Because it isn't woe is me. I love football. I love everything about it. However, I don't want to see the boneheaded plays. I don't want to see my quarterback being the leading rusher. I love the guy. I want to see him play. I don't want to see Case Keenum. Sorry, Case. I just don't. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just something that I just don't want to do. And the Buffalo Bills know this. The Buffalo Bills feel this. It's just something that has to happen. And for everybody out there that believes that just let Josh Allen do Josh Allen things, I just think that why do you have running backs? And there's a big running back conversation that's out there right now where everybody's like, oh, running backs aren't important. Try not having a running game. Okay, and see how many games you win when defenses are just sitting back in zone. It's not good. It's not good at all. So, again, if the Buffalo Bills are going to be good, they have to show that they have the propensity to run. And again, if you look at the running stats, we went over 100 yards rushing. Mind you, Singletary and Josh Allen were the guys. So again, it's good. But again, I think we drafted a running back, get him involved in the passing game, getting involved in the running game. Just, do something more. That's just kind of how I see it. So what do I think about the Buffalo Bills going forward in the Patriots game? Well, number one, hopefully we're going to hear some good news today about Von Miller. I think he's going to still be out for a couple weeks. And we're going to have to endure that. Hopefully, you get back Greg Rousseau. Hopefully, you get back some other key pieces. And that's really important. Some other things that have to happen is there can't be the drops that are dropping. Gabe Davis leads the National Football League in drops. He's got 6. Okay? And that's why the NFL is so fickle, and they're on top of him. When he makes the big plays and he gets the 4 touchdowns, everybody loves him. Makes some drop passes. But again, your job is to catch balls. You got those super sticky gloves. You have a quarterback that's pretty money most of the time. You got to make those plays. I've seen Dawson Knox extend his entire body, passes way over his head because Josh Allen's arm is messed up, makes the catch. Stephon Diggs, for the most part, always makes the catch. It's a hard thing to fathom. And he's the number 2 guy, so he's got to be part of this. You got to work Dawson Knox more into this offense. You do. Do a screen. I mean, the Buffalo Bills don't like to do screens. I don't know why. They like to do throws in the flats, but they don't like to do that. So, again, this team has to figure out a way to fix that. So, again, is Ken Dorsey giving, vanilla plays? Is he playing kind of, I don't know. But again, I think the Buffalo Bills have to work just smarter. And the Patriots game this Thursday is a game that we must win. Okay. Now they lost, which is great. We got to put another nail in the coffin for the Patriots. Got to get the Patriots out of the way. I think the Patriots and the Jets are going to get out of the way. I think it's going to be a two-way race between the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. And we won't talk about the Dolphins today really that much because, again, that Dolphins game is going to be really huge. Okay? All this MVP Tua talk, we need to put that to bed when that game happens as well. Mac Jones is not a bad quarterback. But I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think he's an up-and-coming quarterback. But I also think this team is kind of piecemeal together. And that's kind of the Patriot way. They never really have true wide receivers, true running backs. It's kind of like, could be Ramondre Stevenson, could be DeAndre Harris or Damian Harris. It could be, you know, this guy. They need to have consistency. Defensively, again, they have a pretty good defensive front. And they're playing pretty well. I think the Bills, you need to protect Josh Allen. And I think that that's a very winnable game. But the defense has got to be right because that's where they have to stop Mac Jones. Can't allow these dink and dunk drop passes or anything like that because, again, we've seen Mac Jones throw some really good footballs. And Bill Belichick knows how to manipulate the system. And you talk from a coaching standpoint, you can't deny that. So that's a game that has to be won. So the Bills, I'm confident that the Bills are going to be able to do it, but they control their own destiny. They really do. Okay? And that's really where everybody has to look. And knowing that, you know, they're like, oh, don't peak at the right time. And, you know, they peaked too early. Well, the Bills didn't peak too early. I mean, they had a really good thing. And then they went into kind of like a little bit of a slump. Now they're in a two-game win streak and they're building a crescendo to go higher and higher and, you know, get it done. And I'm hoping the Bills can continue their winning ways against the Patriots. We get that done. That game gets taken out. And then, you know, you get a week 14 and the Bills, you know, face another tough game. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, what are the Bills going to do? How are they gonna win this game? And the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, the Dolphins are a tough team. And when you go in against in week 13, you went against Patriots. You beat the Patriots. All right. You go into week 14. You play the Jets at home, okay? And then you play the Dolphins. So you have the control of your own destiny to win Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. And it's done. We're not going to talk about it. So these three games are the hugest three games that we are going to face. So, again, here's another thing I want to talk about as we close this out. Missed tackles. Good God. I don't know why, and this is something Leslie Frazier needs to put a cap on really quickly. This whole missed, why are you diving? Why are you one-arm tackling? Matt Milano is probably one of the most true tacklers I've ever seen in the National Football League. This guy knows how to tackle. He knows how to explode onto a team. And you let him do tackling drills with the rest of this team because the secondary was making silly, silly plays that allowed the Detroit Lions to have a game. Stop looking for the big hit. Stop looking for the end-all, be-all hit. Don't go for the interception. Knock it down. And we've seen this throughout this Lions game, and that concerned me a lot. It really did. I think that that's something that the Buffalo Bills have to figure out quick. Because, again, if you allow something like I'll fast forward right all the way over to the Dolphins. If you miss tackles against a Tyreek Hill or a Jalen Waddle or a Tua, you're going to pay. The Jets beat us. So we have to return the favor and beat them. Salah's got a good defense. Okay. So we are facing three good coaches that are going to dial up some good defense for the Buffalo Bills. But we control our own destiny. So hopefully we can get that done. Hopefully we get some good news on Von Miller today and we're able to forge ahead. But if he's out, which we think he's going to be out at least for some games, he might be out for these next three divisional games. What do you do? Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier, what do you do? We'll see. That's all the time I have for now. Talk to you later.
See ya.